Support for the Something Wild podcast comes from you, our listeners, and from the New Hampshire Department of Agriculture. New Hampshire's farms and farmers markets are full of fresh goods rich with agricultural heritage and available all year long. You can locate local farmers markets, farm stands, and fairs near you using the directories at visitnh.gov/agriculture.
This is a weekend of plenty.
A time to celebrate the abundant harvest.
But for a lot of species in New Hampshire's wilds, this is likely the early days of a winter of discontent. I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
And I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon. And this is Something Wild.
Winter is always the lean time of the year. But this winter especially, biologists are expecting scarcity.
Scarcity for all sorts of forest dwellers. Birds, rodents, and larger mammals. They're all facing challenging times.
Of course, it all goes back to the trees.
Actually, this time, I'm not going to disagree with you. This time, it is all about the mast.
Well, one species' mast is another species' seed. The acorns, pine cones, and spruce cones trees use to propagate their species are food for squirrels, mice, and deer.
Not to mention turkeys, blue jays, and pine siskins. So the last couple years, several of New Hampshire's tree species produced bumper crops of seeds.
You could hear acorns raining down in the forest.
The excess ensured that many seeds went uneaten, and so could produce the next generation of trees.
We've explored in other episodes the boom and bust strategy trees use. Those boom years require a huge expense of resources for the trees and are often followed by busts in subsequent years.
I didn't hear acorns patinking off my car or my head nearly as much this year.
Neither did the squirrels, which became a problem for them.
Right. Because of last year's mast boom, squirrel populations, among others, responded in kind.
With all the additional resources to support them, birds and mammals that rely on these resources experienced higher birth and survival rates this year.
Which set the stage for the great squirrel apocalypse.
The great sciurid send-off that we...
Sciurids are squirrels, by the way.
That we all witnessed this summer and fall.
Because this year saw normal mass production from trees, there was less food available for a much larger population of squirrels.
Which led them to take exceptional risks, like swimming across lakes and rivers or attempting to dash across highways in their search for food.
But it's not just squirrels behaving strangely. There's lots of anecdotal evidence of other species behaving in ways they rarely do.
More and more deer, for example, are getting spotted feeding in grassy openings because there just isn't enough of their preferred food, beech nuts and acorns, in the forests.
Turkeys, which experienced a boom similar to the squirrels this year, are falling back on food sources they usually don't bother with, like bittersweet berries.
And if you go to the hardware store, you might find a run on mouse and rat traps as those booming populations are driving homeowners to distraction.
All of this is a result of animal population booms coupled with mast busts.
But the ripples continue. Population booms of these prey species have led to an increase in predator populations, like foxes, coyotes, and owls.
This is part of a well-documented natural cycle, so we know that there are more ripples yet to come in the months ahead.
The winter months, which as we mentioned are already lean, are going to be even leaner for these expanded prey populations.
And that means many of those populations will see crashes as food grows scarce.
Then in turn, the predator populations will be faced with food scarcity that will affect their numbers as well.
You're likely to see more activity at your backyard feeder as birds and small mammals vacuum up those protein-rich sunflower seeds.
And keep your eye out for more predators staking out those feeders, picking off small birds and rodents.
We can't predict all the ripples or how large they'll be. It remains to be seen what animal birth rates will look like next spring.
And when mice populations crash from their current high, what might happen to rates of Lyme disease contraction in humans in a year or two?
And doubtless more ripples will appear that we haven't anticipated.
Well, the good news is that these ripples aren't aberrations. And these normal phases of scarcity and abundance are all part of the natural cycle playing out in your backyard every day. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Andrew Perella is our producer.
Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
Giving Tuesday is a chance for you to celebrate the organizations that benefit your community by giving back. And today, when you donate to NHPR, you can extend your generosity by giving meals to the New Hampshire Food Bank. Contribute $10 a month and pay forward your thank you gift. Instead of choosing a mug or t-shirt, choose to give 10 meals to the food bank. Give today and pay it forward at nhpr.org. And thank you for your support.